Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
Do you allow friendly fire from those on your team? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. This week, I want to introduce a concept that will get you thinking differently about how you and your team act and behave in your business. I titled today's episode, The Total Stakeholder Value Approach. To be honest, it sounded pretty good when I wrote it down a few weeks ago, but now that I'm actually saying it out loud, it sounds like one of those cute corporate posters that you might find in a corporate headquarters that everyone just passes by and pays no attention to. In fact, I'm not even sure I know what it means, so we're going to just dive ahead and talk about what I really wanted to talk about anyway. And that is, do you allow friendly fire from those on your team? While you may still be scratching your head wondering what I'm talking about, at least it got your attention. More than the corporate poster speak on total shareholder value, blah, blah, blah. Seriously, are you familiar with the idea of friendly fire? It's a common term used in the military and probably among many hunters and outdoorsmen. It's the idea that under no circumstance do you put yourself or allow someone else around you to get into a situation where they can or will shoot at someone or something that's not your target. It's a critical concept when you're part of an army unit that's advancing on an enemy position. It's why keeping the integrity of the line is so important when troops are moving forward through difficult terrain. One of the worst things that could happen is for someone to inadvertently or mistakenly discharge their weapon and hit someone on our side, whether it's someone in our unit or someone who's fighting beside us to help us overtake our common enemy. Hopefully you get the point, and I don't want to make this about guns and shooting, but I do think it's a concept that happens far too often in business today. Far too many times, I've noticed individuals who work for a business, and sometimes even the business owner, violating the no friendly fire rule. Let me frame it up by first giving you some idea of who I consider to be friendly to a business. I would include in this group of friendlies anyone who supports or has a stake in the success of the business. This is why I use the word stakeholder in the title of this episode. Stakeholders are friendlies in the business sense. So who are the stakeholders for a business? I think there are six primary stakeholders. The most obvious stakeholder is your customer. They're the individuals or companies who pay a fee to buy your product or use your service. Another stakeholder is your team, those who work for you and get paid for serving your customers are certainly stakeholders in that their success is directly linked to the success of your business. A third stakeholder is your vendor or supplier, anyone who provides you a product or service so that you can turn around and serve your customers is a stakeholder in your business success. The more business you do with your customers, the more business they will do with you. A fourth stakeholder is your family and the families of your team members. While they may not work directly in the business, they are directly tied to the success you have with the business. A fifth stakeholder is the shareholder, someone who's invested in your business. This may be a bank if money was borrowed to fund the business, or individuals who bought stock or lent you money to make the business viable. Their financial success is dependent upon the success of your business. Therefore, they're certainly stakeholders in your business. And lastly, a sixth stakeholder is the community in which you do business. Because your business has a presence in the community and is involved in making your community a better place to live and work, they are stakeholders in your success. There may be other stakeholders, but for this discussion, let's focus on the six that we've discussed here: your customers, your team, your suppliers, your families, your shareholders, and your community. These six stakeholder groups are all connected in that they all have a stake in the outcome of your business. If your business is hugely successful, they'll reap the rewards. If your business fails, they'll suffer the consequences. These are not independent groups. They all have one thing in common: their interest and focus on your business. A good way to visualize this is to write these six stakeholder groups on a paper in a circle and put a line between each word connecting them in the circle. This diagram represents your total stakeholder value, six connected groups that are all working together and linked to the success of your business. So, with this diagram drawn out, let's talk about the concept of friendly fire. Imagine you or one of your team members steps into the middle of this diagram, surrounded by the six stakeholder groups. The concept is the person inside the circle should never speak badly of, talk down to, make fun of, demean, disregard, ignore, be hateful to, or undermine anyone who is identified as a stakeholder. Think about that for a minute. Let that sink in. How many times have you heard someone talk bad about one of their customers? It may be because they are a slow payer, or they're difficult to communicate with, or they're just high maintenance. I happened to overhear someone who owned a business talking about one of their customers the other day, and along with sharing their frustrations with that customer, they also made fun of their recent plastic surgery. That's not okay. Have you ever heard someone speak poorly of a supplier or subcontractor, suggesting they never show up on time or do shoddy work or can't be trusted? What makes that appropriate in any situation? If they do have a performance problem, then do the right thing and pull them aside privately and let them know where they're falling short. Never talk bad about them to others or denigrate their work in a group setting. Are you okay with one of your team members talking smack about another team member? Probably not, but it happens all the time, because someone is allowing it to happen. But we shouldn't. It's the classic definition of friendly fire. They're a team member, not the enemy. The enemy is our competition, and we should be focusing our efforts and our energy on defeating them, not our own teammate. I could go through each of the stakeholder groups and ask similar questions, and I'm confident I would get a similar response. It's not okay. So why then do we allow this kind of friendly fire to happen regularly in and around our businesses? Is it happening because we as business owners just don't know it? Somehow I doubt that's the case. But if we do know about it, or if we do engage in it ourselves, why don't we put a stop to it? Let's face it, there are times when someone in our stakeholder group needs to get direct, well-deserved, constructive feedback. But when that time comes, it needs to be handled professionally, privately, and personally. It should never happen in front of others. And to be clear, if we're going to praise or congratulate someone in our stakeholder group, that should be done in public, in the presence of others, so that everyone can congratulate them and celebrate the win. So my challenge to you this week is to be especially tuned in and aware of the conversations happening in and around your business. Be mindful and watchful for anything that resembles friendly fire and stop it in its tracks. Don't wait to deal with it later. Intervene, call a ceasefire, disperse the crowd, then deal directly with the person who's pulling the trigger, the one who's talking negatively about someone who's in your stakeholder group. We've got to stop the friendly fire. It's getting out of hand, and thanks to social media, it seems to be spreading like wildfire. Only the direct and determined actions of business owners like you who make the decision to no longer tolerate it will turn the tide. I can promise you, once you make the idea of no friendly fire a non-negotiable in your business, everyone in your stakeholder groups will feel safer, more respected, and more appreciated. And as a result, they'll step up and work harder for your success. If we're going to win the war against our toughest competition, we've got to stop causing casualties amongst our own stakeholders. Don't underestimate the power you have as a business owner to have a positive influence in this area. As always, if you have specific questions or would like to bounce around some thoughts on this topic, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. I know I probably pushed a few buttons with the talk of guns and shootings, but I hope you see past the analogy and focus on the importance of this issue. And I'll also ask you, share this podcast episode with your fellow business owners. We're all trying to accomplish the same thing: build a business with a solid team around us, and no one should be dealing with the headaches and frustrations that come from internal negativity. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss future roles in your business. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.